board that train, but probably not today.
Hello. Okay. There were some technical difficulties for
a
second.
It's all over now. We fixed them, baby.
Should we play this song while we talk?
Yeah.
Just like low key.
Okay.
Like, this is basically.
This is kind of like chill, like study.
This is like what we would be doing right now, except now we're doing it so people can hear us.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's cool about. Radio.
The radio.
The radio.
The radio. The airwaves. All of them. Let's count them up.
13.
Count it faster.
And I'm not mad. I'm just
hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
So that was
One quick point. This is Shower Hour and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is the freest of form radios, I think, we've had so far.
Good point.
So today, well, first of all, that song you were just listening to the first part of is called Lily Pad on Your Doorstep. And it's it's a love song from one friend to another friend about a shared love interest, but it's not full of resentment, and I think that's what makes it beautiful. It's kind of not what you would expect. It's kind of like a I'm happy that you're happy kind of song. Anyways, today we have a very special program for you, and we call it Dear DJ.
Am I the advice columnist?
No,
so I'm giving you all advice.
That's just what it's called. That guy happens to be named DJ, which stands for Douglas Jackson.
Oh, but you meant as a disc jockey.
Yeah, so I'm the DJ today. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have random callers
call in
and just kind of ask us really pressing questions that we're all thinking, but no one's talking about.
Yeah.
And they need, someone needs help, advice.
We could all use it.
We have 15 listeners currently. Oh. 18.
Oh, whoa. So
if you want any help or you want to give us any help.
We have a few prepared ones from letters that we've received.
From the viewers,
from
our fans.
From the viewers.
Our loyal
fans.
And
we can definitely, we can start out with one of those just to show you like kind of the format. And then if anyone wants to call, do they know the number to call in on?
Look up WMFO and then call it.
Yeah, exactly. So
quick side note, what should our fans be called? The shower people? People who like to shower?
The people folks. Of the shower.
People in the shower.
I like that.
Showerers.
Showerers. Okay.
So we're gonna start off with one of our listeners' questions from, and I think Spencer has it. You wanna read it off, Spencer?
Yeah. So the question is, it's from Jackson.
Not anybody we know named Jackson.
No, different.
Random person named Jackson. And he thinks his girlfriend is cheating on him.
Holy shit.
with somebody who, with his roommate. And it's just a little awkward for everybody, and we're not really sure what to do. And the issue is the roommate cries whenever they hook up, and word of that has gotten around, and it's weird, and we're not really sure what to do. Now, keep in mind, this is a random person, Jackson.
Yeah.
Nobody we know. But anyway.
Any resemblance to real persons is purely coincidental.
Purely.
Wait, no, but they are real.
They're real, but not.
Just not.
But not somebody we know. So, what would you guys, what advice would you give to Jackson?
Yeah, wow.
That's tricky.
First of all, I just want to thank Jackson for...
Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Because it's really hard to reach out. We all know that. Yeah. It's hard to...
Especially in such a...
Take that first step.
Form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
DJ, did you have something to add or to...
So advise? I think that it is not shameful to cry during those experiences, and I'm sort of on the roommate side here, because I think Jackson judging the roommate for crying is a real issue, because that just deals with his like imposed masculinity, inability to cry. So I am on the side of the roommate here.
Roommate side.
Mike. Mike, why don't you?
Yeah, Mike.
You got 2 cents?
2 cents. So if I were in this situation, or in this sticky situation, I would be very scared the whole time, but I would probably, so let's just assume I'm Jackson.
Yeah.
Or I'm the roommate. No. Yeah. I'm the roommate and Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And I say, guys, can't we all just get along?
Oh my God.
And then we solve our problems, our differences.
That's beautiful.
That's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think that more than answers the question, honestly, for Jackson. I think he has multiple fantastic options to go forward from here.
Thank you, Jackson, once again.
Thank you, Jackson, for that.
Should we move on to our next letter? Or what's that? What else do we have? Should we open up the mailbag?
DJ, you have the next letter, right?
Yeah. This letter is from somebody named... Jackson. This is also from somebody named Jackson. I didn't want to make it weird.
We got a lot of Jacksons calling in tonight.
Actually, this one says exactly the same thing as the last one. This guy really needed our help.
Mike, do you have...
Well, let me take a look at the mailbag.
Yeah.
There's got to be something in the mailbag. Found a letter.
Just rustle around in the mailbag.
Found a letter. Let me open it up.
What does it say?
It says, "Dear DJ, my name is..."
Yeah.
TJ. Just like you.
Plot twist.
Huge plot twist. What is this, TJ?
I need help. I smell real bad. I stink.
Ooh.
All the time. My breath... is bad because I can't find my toothbrush. So... And all my friends, whenever they see me, they cry. And
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at this.
I don't know what to do. I need your advice. You guys are my favorite radio show. I listen to you every time I'm in the shower, and even when I'm not in the shower. And I just go there and cry because no matter how much I shower, no matter how much I listen to your show, I just smell worse and worse. My personal hygiene, it doesn't make any sense. So guys, you gotta help me out here. This is killing me. Come on. Like, send me some soap or something.
Well,
sincerely, DJ. P.S. I'm... P.S. Also...
P.U.
P.U.
You got this guy. You really made fun of DJ with the really sad letter they just sent you.
Wait, what's the P.S.?
P-U.
P-S, P-U, P-S, P-P, wait, P-P-S, P-P-S. This one is after. Also, the stomach ache.
So I just want to start this off by apologizing sincerely to DJ. I did not, I felt like, so he actually did not say P-U in his P-S. That was a lie. He only had one P-S, and it said, "I have a stomach ache." I fabricated that.
I think we'll have to issue an on-air retraction on our next show.
Yeah, I'm more really, formally. I would actually love if DJ would call in right now so I could apologize directly.
Okay. DJ, can you give us a call?
I'm sure looking up WFO right now, so we'll just move on. But
so... I just want to say that, DJ, I have struggled with the same problem all of my life. Thing I discovered last year, deodorant baths, where you just melt like 200 sticks of deodorant into a bathtub and lay down in it, do crazy things for your smell.
Yeah. Or adding on to that, if you just take the deodorant, that was not English, you take the deodorant, just rub it on your stomach in the morning.
Now, what does that
feels oddly specific.
Now, what does that do, Spencer?
It does what?
What does it do?
It improves your smell dramatically. And
your
means
stomach
you
smell or all of your smell?
Entire smell.
The stomach is a source.
You don't even need a toothbrush.
That is why DJ had a stomach ache.
That's true.
So we've solved so many problems. I actually have a third letter here.
Let me grab it out of the mailbag for you. It's really at the bottom of the mailbag. I'm having a heart. Oh, there you go.
This is from listener
XYZ
named Patrick.
Uh-oh.
Patrick says,
uh-oh, I don't like this.
I've been studying comp sci with this person for a long, long time, and I'm very deeply in love with them.
Oh no.
How?
Conflict of interest.
Do I tell them? So,
oh, easy.
First of all, that just made me think, does anyone here study comp sci?
Just rule out any conflicts of interest.
Not even that.
I'm just curious.
So, okay, we have a comp sci adjacent.
That was Spencer, by the way.
Yeah, Spencer.
Spencer.
Spencer is comp sci adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer this one, Spencer?
Sure. Yeah. Well, okay, a couple things. One thing is, if they're already your partner in comp sci, they could be your partner for life. So you never know. That being said,
shoot your shot.
Well, yeah, sure. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon. This H. Aim for the moon. Hit the stars.
No, aim for the moon.
So if you miss,
you hit the stars.
You hit the stars.
I was close there.
I have a song. I'm going to say it. It reminds me of a song.
What song is that?
You continue. You finish what you're saying.
I would say, you know, shoot your shot. If it doesn't go well, what's the worst that happens? Shot your shot.
Yeah, so now
well, there could be some serious implications.
Now like that what? You've said that.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing could go wrong. That's why you always have to try your best.
Exactly. Yeah, so...
So that was really awesome.
Thank you, Patrick, for writing
such
in.
Such a meaningful question.
Thanks for being a fan.
Really resonated.
We really appreciate it.
I'm gonna
keep showering with
switch
us.
We're gonna sing "Written in the Stars" by Tiny Tempa.
We're going to sing that.
If anyone knows that,
I think you might be alone too. In that one.
Yeah, so. I don't. None of us.
So I'm gonna sing that.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it from Max.
Let's hear it from Max. Yeah.
Wait, this is the John Legend one. It's okay. By Tiny Temp. I messed up.
So.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Before okay. we quickly go so, to the song, so, thank all the viewers.
So. Oh, written in the stars, a million miles away. Message to the main, oh. Seasons come and go, I will never change, I'm on my way. What? Yep. Yeah, yeah, you're listening right now. Say they heard nothing like this in a while. That's why they play my song on so many different dials. Cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. That's a weird. When they see me, everybody brap, brap. And I'm like a young god. Oh, I'm not gonna say any of this. This is it. So. The next lyric is, man, I'm like a young gun, fully black Barack. I don't...
Well, that was beautiful while it lasted.
Oh, written in the stars, million miles away, message to the main. Oh, seasons come and go, I will never change.
Thank you very much for that rendition.
I have to say, that did remind me of the song All of the Stars by Ed Sheeran.
Okay, Spencer.
So Ed Sheeran is not allowed here, actually. He was kicked out of the station. He was actually on our show. He was one of our co-hosts. But he...
He ate a rat on air. Live rat.
He was trying to do the Ozzy Osbourne thing. He thought it would make him much cooler. But yeah. We were really just mad at him. There were rat guts all over the place.
It was disgusting. So, sorry, Ed Sheeran, but you're gone.
Ed Sheeran, canceled for eating a rat.
Ed Sheeran, over. Read my lips.
So at this point in the show, if we have any live callers, feel free.
Yeah,
please.
To just pop in.
We're lonely.
So should
we're gonna start to talk about being lonely, or not? We don't have to.
Are
do
you
that.
Guys lonely?
So I think now is when we should change gears away from whatever was just said. What were we gonna do, Spencer?
Oh no, take it away.
Oh yeah, okay. We could do a sad song segment.
Sad song segment. Should we start it out with a certain something something?
Uh oh.
What would that?
Baby.
You wanna?
Should we? Is that too much to do on air?
We could do that.
I think you guys need to go for it.
You think that's the move? So I don't know if our viewers know, our listeners know. I hope none of you are watching us right now.
If you're watching, get out. Come on.
Hey, I see a little head peeking through the window.
That'd be creepy.
And so me, DJ, and a couple other people have been writing couple songs
in the lab,
and we have one that we're gonna play.
It would fit into the sad song segment. I feel
it's a little sad.
Okay, so we're gonna turn off mics.
Good night.
Three and four.
You just turned them off.
Okay.
And something a little wild is that this song has never been played on the radio before.
Never.
This is its first.
It has
radio.
Been played to like 5 people, maybe 10 at most. So 17 so is big for us, unless you've all tuned out since we've started. Just no, we still have 18 somehow. That is insane.
That's great. How's the sound on that?
Really good.
Cool. So this is called Baby Blue. And
it's by Finn.
It's by Finn.
The band.
The band. Just gonna.
Yeah, I'm getting the lyrics up too.
Yeah, just gonna. And this is off the LP Lover. Lover/Roommates in Reno.
Lover/Roommates in Reno. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
No, there's no
beat.
We're
not gonna do that.
No. But weren't you guys fooled? You thought there was gonna be beat?
Wait, how did one of you feel about on the chorus doing like a?
On this,
I think.
Oh, that's great. That's acoustics.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. So I'll give you a nod when it's time.
Turn his mic on?
I think so. We'll try.
Well, it sounded good without it, honestly.
Right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Kind of nervous.
You guys are going. You guys will do great.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Snow is coming down, down, down my feet. Then piling all the way back up to my knees. Hear your voice among the wintry trees.
There's loud is my heart that I can hear beating. I didn't think that you would get this blue. I just wanted to take a walk with me and you and you and you. Please don't leave me here in the gloom. Luca, you're looking so baby blue.
Baby Beluca in the deep blue sea
of snow.
Why don't you come in just a second with me?
Don't go.
Let's stay together and conserve body heat.
It's okay.
I hear the ocean is like 60 degrees.
That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold.
Now we keep going down, down, down the path. Sneaky little snowflakes going down my back.
Can't even take a break to stop for a snack, because Luca's body temperature's all out of whack. Baby Beluca in the deep blue sea of snow.
Why don't you stay here just a second with me?
Don't go.
Let's stay together and conserve body heat.
It's okay.
I hear the ocean is like 60 degrees.
That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. That's cold. Please don't go, please stay here. I gotta know that you're near. Please don't leave, don't say goodbye. Luca, I don't wanna cry. Baby Beluca in the deep blue sea. You gotta know what you're doing to me. Baby Beluca, oh, don't you see?
I just don't want you to freeze.
I just don't want you to freeze.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was just like an intro for a sad song segment, but we'll keep the sad songs coming.
What do you want?
Can we do Danau?
Who?
Danau?
Spell it.
D-U-N-N-O.
Yep.
She do whatever she like. That just don't seem right. Yeah. Make people so mad. Yeah. They want it so bad. Well, we was fucking, almost missed my flight. I wasn't even tripping, I said it's alright. Yeah. Goddamn, we was hit last night. Wouldn't you rather get along? Wouldn't you rather get along? You was coughing when you hit my way. But I've never seen you feel that free. You're so cute, you wanna be like me. Wouldn't you rather get along? Wouldn't you rather get along?
Until there is no longer. Let's get lost inside the ground. And you don't gotta work harder. I can calm you down.
Yeah. Well, I was busy when you hit my phone. But you missed me, told me come back home. Yeah, and you don't really like to sleep alone. But I'm taking too long. I'm always taking too long. Baby, we don't need a trip, we could be right here. When the shit get weird, we can switch up gears. I wanna see them lips kissing ear to ear. I wanna hear your song. Oh, I wanna feel just how you feel. Touch it one more time so I know you're real. We could spin that wheel, wouldn't you rather get along?
Until there is no longer. Just might be alright. Thank God. I think we're gonna be alright. Alright, okay. Hold me close, don't hurt your breath. This really your favorite. I know. Thank you.
Okay.
Max? We're going to talk about our feelings. Spencer?
So...
how do you feel?
I'm feeling okay. You know, just getting through. But Max, I kind of want to pass this off to you, because I feel like you've got an interesting situation going on, and I want you to be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
So what Spencer is doing right now is a classic defense mechanism. He's deflecting the attention from himself over to a second
colleague.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's pretty clear that the viewers and just the public at large really want to hear what Spencer has to say about his life. So why don't you just go and take it away, Spencer?
Max, you know, I'm an open book. If you have questions, I'll answer, but I think really that was kind of...
what's your deepest, darkest secret?
Okay.
Wow.
Spencer.
Well, there's a plan.
What's the plan?
No.
Oh, wait. Oh.
I would say my deepest, darkest secret.
The deepest, darkest.
I don't know. I feel like...
yeah.
I'm an open book, as I said. I don't have...
no, but so then I ask you a question, and then now you answer it. That's what open book is.
Like, just Spencer's, okay. I think, is lower than everyone
else's. I would say that my deepest, darkest secret is that I hate being asked personal questions.
Right.
No. I don't know. Max?
You definitely don't have to answer that. That was just a test. You said okay. You're an open book. Obviously, there are some closed pages.
Well, I just don't know the answer to that. But if I had a good answer.
BJ, what's your deepest, darkest secret?
The deepest, darkest secret? Oh, my God. It's not even verbalized.
Something about...
I don't know if this is appropriate for the air, Max.
Something about...
Max, please take away now. What's bugs. Your deepest, darkest secret?
I feel like this is a great case study of what happens when
bug related.
Boys try to...
talk about their feelings.
About their feelings.
That's not true. Boys can talk about their feelings.
Yeah, we
feelings.
Can. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing.
So, Mike, how have you been feeling lately?
Sick. I constantly want to vomit.
In
like you're sick of it at all. You're sick of all of them.
No, I just always want to vomit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but like my feelings.
Yeah.
You can't see this to the listeners, but I just did air quotes around feelings.
Because boys don't have feelings.
We don't have them.
Well, right. And how I feel is different from wanting to vomit all the time. So.
Yeah, so what are those feelings? True.
I feel... I can't tell if you guys want me to be sincere or not.
I want you to be sincere.
We do.
All right, since we're being sincere, how many people are listening?
Okay, so if anyone's listening and doesn't
keep
want to
listening.
Hear really,
no, keep
really
listening.
Personal 18, stuff about
18
Mike.
18 people.
Yeah.
How many of them do
now?
We know?
Probably.
Do we know their identities?
Do they exist?
Okay, so to our mystery listeners, I'm prepared to reveal unto all of you.
Let's hear it.
My deepest, darkest, deepest, darkest secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go with the first. It was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in my kindergarten class. No, it would have been first grade. Sitting in my first grade class. Mm-hmm. And there were, you know, the teacher had little popsicle sticks that you could, you know, you could... could, like, pick one and like oh, now it's so-and-so's turn to read, and they would have to read. So I was playing around with the popsicle sticks one day because I was bored, and I picked mine up and I was playing with it. I broke it. I like snapped it and then I put it back. It was a whole thing.
So
I need to get that off my chest.
Really expecting that to be
no sincere. That was bad. I'm sorry.
Sincere story. And then
I can go bad. Sincere.
Let's hear
maybe
it. Let's hear sincere.
I am not confident about this based on how you're breathing.
Just out with it. You got it. This is a safe space.
It also
this
just
is a safe public space.
You don't have to like
so my deepest darkest secret.
He just opened a binder.
Shh, did not open a binder.
We can't speak while he's doing this legally.
Oh, all right, okay, here we go. Deepest, darkest secret.
Okay, so
just give me a minute.
We'll
just
let you think about that. Max, what about your deepest? Yeah. Like, I want to hear what's been on your mind lately.
No, all right, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll get back to you, Max. Mike, take it away with your deepest, darkest secret.
My deepest, darkest secret is that. Don't forget to feed the pig. Is that I forget to feed the pig? Just don't forget to feed the pig. For everyday payday savings reminders, text the letters FTP to 83484. I forget to feed the pig every week. I forget to feed the pig, guys. Oh my God, they all know it. They're going to judge me for it. On payday, don't forget to feed the pig. For more savings time, visit feedthepig.org. That was a lot.
Wow. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I just really want to thank you for... Yeah. Opening yourself up to us like that. Anyways.
Now, Max, let's hear it. I want to hear what's been on your mind lately.
Okay.
What have you been thinking about? Get into it.
So I woke up today around 8:30 a.m., I want to say. Had a 9 a.m. class.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about... what did we talk about today? DJ was in my class, too. We talked... What was it?
I feel like you didn't hear the question.
What are your feelings?
What are
about
your
what
feelings?
We talked about? Yeah.
No,
I hear you.
Okay, here's what I would have to ask. Let's just say in a hypothetical situation that you like somebody.
Oh, okay.
We do love hypotheticals here at the Shower Hour.
This is very hypothetical. I want to be clear to all viewers who may be friends of ours. This is very
not a real thing.
Does
not a real thing.
Yeah.
Max has no feelings.
No.
But let's say
he's a boy.
He did. Let's say he did. Purely unrealistic.
Boy feelings. Somebody. Ew.
How would you feel about asking that person out? Just without knowing. Let's say you're friends with them.
Yeah.
Maybe you go on runs occasionally. But like, how would you?
There it is.
Uh-oh.
This is hypothetical. I'm confused at what
the music
it is.
Wasn't working.
The music just got louder, and I was like,
"Oh, that's,
they're here."
Got it. Let's in that hypothetical situation, how would you feel about, you know, just like, do you have like, do you? I don't know. There are two types of people: people who like really manipulate, you know, and try to figure out what's going on, or people who just go for it.
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Is this wow? Amazing question. I would say that I like to think that I would just go for it, but unfortunately I tend to... What do you mean by manipulate?
Not manipulate, but like just be confident that the other person likes you before making you...
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of cheating in some way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being forward is scary.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in certain situations when... Anyways.
Yeah, when we were on the edge of our seats there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, or just, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to gauge what to do sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're just...
Always
you're
hard
like,
to gauge.
Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go...
Backwards.
A slight right?
How much should I turn when
it's
I decide
tricky.
Which direction to turn
now,
in?
Yeah.
Wow, that was really sincere, guys. You made me feel bad.
I thought the phones were on, but I think I just saw...
Now DJ.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I like this.
Pressing.
I like... The attention being
I don't know
DJ.
If anybody's heard a certain rumor, which is
the phone rings.
Wait, Spencer, we'll get to the rumor shortly.
Spencer really likes making rumors up.
Let's get to the phone.
Hello.
Call.
Oh wait. Hello. Hello. Oh, I just hung up.
Oh, no. Could you call back, whoever that was?
Whoever it was, call back. Call I got right it back. Now. I got
call
you.
Call right back. We call got right you back. This time. Yeah. We're sorry, but
I'm
we'll
a little afraid,
you.
I'm going to be honest.
Don't be afraid.
How about with the... Oh, okay. We got the caller.
Jackson?
We can't hear who it is.
Caller.
Jackson?
Caller, are you there?
We think the caller's Jackson, but
wait,
we have no...
Wait, talk into the microphone.
Jackson.
Not into the
phone. Jackson, are you there?
I'm trying to pick up. Jackson.
We're having some difficulties.
Please stand by.
Oh, boy, it's you.
Wait, we can't hear. We can't hear.
Yeah.
He's not on the air yet.
Wait, we...
Wait, how is this...
We can't hear the surprise.
Wait. Okay, you are getting on air. This is really upsetting, but Mike and I will talk.
Hello.
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 Hello?
Hello, I think you're on air.
Who's there?
I can't hear.
Hello.
The anticipation is killing me.
So...
Who is it?
I think you just hung up again.
Train. How?
Why is this so hard?
Wait, are you there? He was there.
Hello? Oh, they're calling back. Wow, this is a dedicated caller we have here, despite the technical difficulties.
Hello.
We were just getting to the good stuff, too.
I can hear you.
How can he?
Yeah, can we get this sorted out here?
Yeah, so how do I accept? I just press on.
That makes sense to me.
That seems to check out.
I'm just going to press on.
Who is it?
Are you on air? See, that didn't do anything for me.
What other buttons are there?
There's talk and hold. I thought it was talk. Talk back? No.
What the heck?
Wait, is this? Are you on?
Am I on?
Oh, oh he's on!
Oh, my God. Who there would have expected it?
He's on, baby.
He is on.
Okay, wait. Let's let our caller speak. Oh, there's
oh,
echo.
Oh, he's playing it back to us, isn't he?
I think he's playing a dirty, rotten trick on us.
Dirty, rotten trickery. You didn't even show up for the show. That is your show.
So, yeah, Cole, where are you?
I'm home.
So you realize it is 1:50. There are 10 minutes until your show ends, and you are not here.
You have not been here?
Yeah, but you guys really felt the need to get two people to fill in for me.
Well, have you been listening to the whole show?
No, I started listening when you guys were playing the Mac Miller song.
Okay, well, we've been getting deep since. Yeah, you missed a live playing.
Yeah, you missed a live.
So for all our viewers who missed anything, there was a live playing... Of, oh my God.
Dirty, rotten tricks.
Dirty, rotten, no good, smelly tricks.
Smelly.
Cole, how are you smelling?
I'm smelling pretty good. How y'all smelling?
Like, bad.
Mean, everybody's, well.
Rats.
I stink. I smell like rats.
Rats.
I smell okay.
Yeah, he's not doing so well, but I think we're all.
Much.
Cole.
Yeah.
I'm excited for...
Wait,
tomorrow.
So did you, Cole, did you have some thoughts on any of the topics raised?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. I wanted to hear more about the pigs.
The pigs.
What about
emotions?
Sentimental.
No, personally, I was also curious about the pigs.
The pigs.
Yeah, they kind of came out of nowhere. I thought that issue was never really quite resolved fully.
So I'm actually reading a really weird book in one of my classes where they genetically modify pigs to
have
human organs in them for like... and they're called...
Thank you for clarifying.
They're called pigoons.
Wow.
Which is...
That's a real thing?
I've heard of this
book. I mean,
it's
a real book. So.
Is it fiction?
Wait,
no, who's there with you?
I hear another person.
Are we being recorded right now? Is that the FCC?
Who else is there?
Did Cole sell out? He sold out.
That's
he was
why
a snitch.
Yeah. Who else is there?
I am the FCC.
Cole, who's with
there?
You?
Cole, who's with you?
What?
Is Brett there?
No, Brett is not with me.
Is Danny?
On the one side.
It's Danny, isn't it?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hey, Danny, you don't know who I am.
Hi, Danny.
Who are you?
My name's...
Hi, Spencer.
Oh, wow.
Danny, do you know who I am?
Do you know who...
it's
my voice has been disguised.
Sorry, what was that?
Now I don't even know who's talking.
Do you know who this is?
So,
DJ, have you written
who is this?
Yeah,
you missed.
Should
one.
We play another?
Yeah,
I think we could close out the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were about to get into the good stuff with DJ over there, but I think we gotta close it out with the live song.
Can you play the sorority song?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Rush?
That's my request.
Okay, let's do it.
Thanks for the request.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy
Danny
your listening.
Cole, have a great
show.
Night.
Yeah.
Shalom.
And see you next
week. I thought
week.
That was what you said. Also, it's not Saturday. I am completely wrong
Saturday.
On that.
Okay.
So I
but
guess.
I think you can say it anyway as like a general well-wishing.
Peace.
Is that what it means?
Hello,
plus,
goodbye,
Yom Kippur is on Wednesday.
Yes.
Next Wednesday.
1 week in advance.
Well, not.
Not today.
Not yesterday.
Wait,
yesterday.
Yeah, not yesterday.
Okay, bye, Cole.
Bye, Cole.
Bye, Cole. Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny. Bye, Danny.
Nice to meet you.
We've been waiting for you
all summer. So glad you're finally here.
Boom. Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom boom, I wanna go 80 pi. We all live here in our beautiful house. It's the best house in the surrounding area. We hang out together. We all use the same toothpaste.
We fight other sororities. When we go out, we make haste. If you don't wanna come with us, maybe reassess your priorities.
We only have one shirt. One person can leave at a time.
We welcome all different perspectives in this house. We definitely don't have the same mind.
The hive mind. We don't have that. We don't really receive instructions through our antennae, because we don't have them.
We're friends.
No.
We're sisters.
No. We're more than that. We are all one mind.
No.
Like, metaphor. Like.
We're sisters. We're normal.
Wait. We're sisters. We're normal. We like to sit underneath the trees. We're definitely not all infertile female worker bees. We love our queen, chapter president. She's really good at laying eggs, lening chapter meetings. Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi.
Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom, boom, please let me keep my mind. Boom boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom boom, retracted, I still have my mind.
Sometimes
we go out and search for nectar. Parties. We definitely buy our honey at the honey store. We don't produce it in our bodies, that'd be funny.
Fucking weird. We don't do that.
Oh, we can't swear on the air,
we
by the way.
Lots of fun snacks. Just one. Like honey and tea. Tea and honey. Honey's so delicious. But we have other food too. You just hit us at a time when we pretty much just have honey here.
But that that's fine.
You'll grow to like it. It's perfect. Honey is our purpose. Without it, we would be nothing. We do.
Boom, 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 boom. I wanna go 80 pi. Boom, boom. I do not wanna die. Boom, boom. I wanna keep my mind. Boom, boom, I wanna go 80 pi. Boom, boom, I do not wanna die. Boom, boom, please let me keep my mind. We do phalan.
I think we're gonna go to the bridge.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. One time, a sister was out in the cold for too far from the hive, the house. She broke her wing, her leg. She died because she couldn't make it back to the hive, the house in time. You know, like in winter, we kind of just hang out around the house. We drink hot chocolate with honey. I mean, you could bring hot chocolate and add it to your honey if you wanted to. We all just snuggle up in our cozy blankets and surround the queen to preserve her life force, because without her, the universe would be nothing.
Boom, boom. We hope you'll consider rushing 80 pi. We are really making an effort to diversify our hive species wise.
Quick, there's a wasp in the nest. We have to
boil it!
Boil
it! Plant your wings and boil it!
Boil it! Boil! Boil it! Boil! Get rid of the wasp! Quick, no. Excrete propolate to repair the damage to the
propolis so that it doesn't rot.
Propolis. What I meant.
80 pi
species wise.